Turtle Mail. During the 1850s, there was a lot of unrest in Taiwan. So the emperor sent Shu with soldiers to calm everything down. Tang was sent along with him. Tang was anxious to find out how things were with his little brother, who was leading troops across the Taiwan Strait on the mainland. But in those days, communications were poor at best. And during wartime, it was almost impossible to get letters through. One day, four men came with a huge sea turtle for sale. It was gigantic. The price they were asking was also very large as well. Tang's subordinate, Chong, thought of buying it, but balked at the price they asked. Then the man asked Mrs. Tang, but she thought the price was too high as well. Just as the men were about to take it away, Mrs. Tang saw the turtle looking at her with a very sad expression in its eyes. It was crying. She felt sorry for it, so even though the price was very high, she bought it. She talked it over with her husband, and he decided that he would free it the next day in the ocean. The turtle was so huge that it took four men to bring it in. But when Tang moved it the next morning, he found it was so light that he could carry it himself. He thought to himself, "This is no ordinary turtle." Silently, he sent a message to the turtle. "I believe you must be a very special turtle. Whether or not you are, I am going to set you free in the ocean today. It is the 8th of September. If you have some special abilities, I would appreciate it very much if you could have my brother, who is now leading troops across the Taiwan Strait, write a letter to me. Do you understand?" Then he set the turtle free. It seemed happy to be back in the water. It frolicked in the waves, and as it swam away, it looked back over its shoulder. It nodded at Tang three times. It seemed to be saying, "Thank you." A month later, a letter came from the brother saying that everything was all right. The letter was dated the 8th of September. Could it be a coincidence? Or had the turtle understood the telepathic message and somehow passed it on to the brother? Perhaps this was how the turtle expressed its gratitude for its life. The two brothers had done their country a great service during those troubled times, but they had had enough of fighting and military glory. They retired to lead quiet lives in the country. They often told their neighbors this story. They wanted to remind people that animals love their lives too, and that sometimes, by helping animals, we can help ourselves as well.